Must know what you intend to do with me afterwards.
You'll be taken to the nearest starbase and held responsible for the attack on the Enterprise and possibly the deaths of 11,000 people.
No. He never killed anyone.
The destruction of the planet happened just as I told you.
But you haven't told us the whole story. How it ended. The part about Rishon.
What is he saying?
Pamela.
Rishon.
Sex.
I can touch you. I can hear your voice. I can smell your perfume. In every respect, you are a real person with your own mind and beliefs. But you do not exist. You died along with the others defending the colony.
Hollywood producers.
He recreated you just as he recreated the house.
What TV currently is?
You are the only living thing that really exists on Rana.
People who help children.
And though you look human, you're not.
They are God.
He's in the turbo lift.
Let him go. Captain, he is dangerous.
So dangerous, Mr. Worf, that he could have destroyed us in an instant had he wished. Track him. Alert the crew to keep clear of him. I want him to understand. We mean him no harm.
Will he return to the planet?
If he is the creature of conscience I believe him to be, he has someone to help first.
Maureen.
I've taken the music from her mind. She's all right now. She's sleeping. She was beginning to sense who I really was. I've lived as a human for over 50 years, but I couldn't hide from her. She suffered because of my pride and selfishness. It will not happen again.
What happened in Rana 4? The truth, this time all of it.
Earth. Soon.
Very well.
So what it's worth.
I have endowed an immortal being of disguises and false surroundings. I have lived in this galaxy for many thousands of years, although until today no one has known my true identity. Once, while traveling in human form, I chanced to fall in love with an Earthwoman. I put aside my powers and became her husband. Our life was happy and rich.
Until...
Eventually we came to this planet to live our final years. Now she is dead.
Children on highways.
She never knew what I really was.
Your colony was attacked by a warship.
Belonging to the Husnak.
Hollywood producers.
Hideous intelligence. Knew only aggression and destruction.
Action films and
sex. I could have destroyed them with a mere thought, but I did not do so.
You had the power to stop them, but you didn't.
I refuse to for the same reason that I refuse to stop the Enterprise.
Commercialization.
I will not kill.
So you let the colonists fight a hopeless battle.
Poison.
I tried to fool the Husnak. As I tried to fool you, it only made them angrier. More cruel.
And then what you most feared happened. Rishon went to fight with the colonists.
Mother Nature tried.
And died with them.
Oh, I wish I could have died with her.
But you couldn't. You were left alone.
Yes. I saw her broken body.
Ecology.
I went insane. My hatred exploded, and in an instant of grief,
oh,
I destroyed the Husnak.
Hollywood.
Why did you try to hide this from all of us? Was it out of guilt for not helping Rishon and the others when they were alive?
No. You don't understand the scope of my crime.
I
didn't kill just one Husnak or 100 or 1,000.
TV itself.
I killed them all. All Husnak. Everywhere. Our 11,000 people worth $50
billion.
It's the love of a woman worth the destruction of an entire species.
Mindset.
This is the sin I tried so hard to keep you from learning now. Why I wanted to chase you from Rana.
We're not qualified to be your judges.